Streaming video has become an integral part of the modern-day church landscape, and it's not going away anytime soon. We're going to talk about five reasons why that's the case next on the Church Solutions Podcast.
It's the Church Solutions Podcast, brought to you by StreamingChurch.tv. The Church Solutions Podcast is all about helping you and your church with technology and other resources for your life and ministry. Now, here are your hosts, Steve Lacy and Phil Thompson.
Welcome, folks, to the Church Solutions Podcast. My name is Phil Thompson.
And I'm Steve Lacy.
You weren't with us last week, Steve. We interviewed Jonathan Mom, one of your friends.
No, I missed it. Yeah. I'm sorry. I wanted to participate, but it was crunch week last week.
Yeah.
So that we could get everything done so we can go out of town this week. So
we're going out of town. You and I are going out of town together. It's been a long time since we actually went out of town together, I think. And we're flying to Boulder, Colorado for the GLU Hackathon, right?
AI Hackathon, yes.
All right. So we have a project that we're going to unveil there.
Yes. Well, we're going to hack on it while we're there and unveil it on Sunday morning. So,
all right,
but yes, good. I wanted to be far enough along that we could actually show something worthwhile. So,
and for those that don't know what this is, we won't get into it right now, but if they go to, what do you do? Just Google GLU Hackathon 2024. Would that be a good place?
Yeah,
for
that'll probably
to start?
Get you there. Yeah. GLU, GLOO. Christian organization that's been in place to try to help the Big C Church by providing tools and collaboration and resources and things like that. So they're bringing the greatest minds together in AI for the church. Actually, they really are. And
that's why we're going, right?
Yeah. And for a hackathon with the hopes and dreams of some team coming up with something that's going to be really useful for the church. So forward the thriving of the church and flourishing of individuals.
And so, this is the second year they've done this, right?
Yes, this is the second time.
Right. You were there last year.
Yeah. I was there last year. Our Daily Dive 365 kind of came out of the project that was done there. It's kind of a derivative of that. And so, yeah, it was a great way to see what other people are doing, meet some new people. It's a good networking opportunity. And yeah, it should be fun.
Yeah, in case you don't know what Daily Dive 365 is, just go to dailydive365.com. It creates, it can automatically create daily devotionals from your sermon. It can get you on Alexa devices, news briefings, flash briefings, I guess they call it. It can create your church podcast using this, and it can also do sermon clips as well. And so dailydive365.com is the place to go. You want to check it out.
Yeah, right, check it out.
So speaking of checking things out, a couple things going on here. One is we have a webinar. I say this, we've been doing this now for, we've always done webinars, but we've been doing them every month for a long time now, at least over a year, maybe two now. And we got a webinar coming up on September 17th. It is going to be 12 noon Eastern time. It is called From Crash to Comeback. And that is all about what to do and how to prevent or how to get back up streaming if you're streaming Sunday morning, everything's going well, and then all of a sudden it's not going well and you got a problem. And so we are going to share some tips, 10 tips on how to either avoid or at least get back up and streaming relatively quickly. And it's a webinar. It's about 30 minutes long and it's free. And you can sign up by going to webinar.streamingchurch.tv. And even if you don't can't make it to the September 17th 12 noon date, 12 noon Eastern, you can still sign up and you'll get the recorded version. So always a good thing to have in your pocket. Might be able to pick up some tips from that and pass it on to your tech people. Check it out, webinar.streamingchurch.tv. And then while we're plugging stuff, let's plug the digital assessment. We have a digital assessment tool that can, if you're, everybody, hey, look, it's 2024, right? So you got social media stuff and all sorts of things going on that really your church should be a part of, at least to some degree. And you can take a digital assessment to find out where you're at on that. How do people find that free digital
That is
assessment?
streamingchurch.tv/assessment. And actually, what we're going to be going through today is precursor to taking the assessment. So, we're
Okay.
going to talk about digital ministry online, and this is all about doing digital ministry. So, digital ministry assessment, streamingchurch.tv/assessment.
All
So,
right.
it will show you. Well, let's talk more once we get through
Yeah.
our deal.
Yeah, and if you're keeping score at home, as always, just go to blog.streamingchurch.tv. I don't think I put the link in there for the digital assessment. I put the link in there for the webinar, but I can probably put that in later. But yeah, if you go to blog.streamingchurch.tv, it's kind of what we're working off of. We'll probably ad lib it as we always do, and maybe even add some things. So, all right. So, I don't have any recent stats on churches that are still streaming after the pandemic. I've heard it's been well over 80% still streaming, doing streaming video. I've also saw some, I saw a stat from I think it's called Relative Magazine, or I think that's what the name of it is. Relevant Magazine, I think. And I saw a stat on them. And what's so funny about that?
It's just Relative Magazine brought to you by Ancestry.com. So
Okay.
get in touch with your relatives.
Well, I was thinking
So,
relative in the sense of
yeah.
I don't know, like everything's relative, right? But no, it's
Relevant.
Relevant
Okay.
Magazine, and they had a stat out, I think came out late last year, saying that there's still over 40% of people, churchgoers, are still watching online. So there's people still watching online. There's churches that are still streaming online.
Yeah, I'm sure the stats are probably higher than 80%.
Yeah,
I
I would
come
hope so.
across very few churches that aren't streaming, so
At least in
in
some
some
capacity.
form, yeah.
So churches are still taking advantages even after the pandemic. It's 2024. We still have the pandemic. Oh, we don't have the pandemic, but we still have COVID-19 floating around there. Michael Gray, the guy we work with, he got it for the fifth time.
Yes. So he claims.
Okay. All right. Well,
He
all right. So he got it five times. He's a five-timer.
knows it. He knows it well, so he doesn't need to test anymore. He just knows it.
Yeah. So, but there is, I mean, it is still going around. People, I know people that still have had tested and it's gotten COVID-19. And fortunately, not as many people are being hospitalized. But so that's good. But it's still going around. So people are still, it's still things happening. So let's just kind of jump into why it's, why churches are still doing this. Why are they still streaming? Well, in the notes, if you want to look at them, is first of all, honestly, it's cost effective, right?
Yeah, it's a great way to get your church out there for very little. You're gonna do Sunday services anyway, right? And being able to stream them is not out of the realm of possibilities for most churches. Most churches have all the stuff they need anyway. They already have AV equipment, and most have cameras and so and an internet connection. So yeah, the costs are very low. You can get in and stream very effectively. So it gets you out in the world.
It's there, technology's there, and churches are using. And as we just said, it's not
Yeah.
really that expensive to do now. So that's an important point why churches are still doing it and why you should still do it. The other one is engagement is available. You can still do engagement with streaming video. Now, look, if you just have the video player on your website or wherever you put it, but you don't have any kind of a way to engage your viewers, at least make it accessible for them to engage. Then you're, I opinion, I my opinion is you're missing something there. You're missing that opportunity to connect with people by just putting it on there. And that's why we, as we do some self-glossing here this morning, we at streamingchurch.tv have a very interactive video chat platform. We're not the only show out there, so to speak. There's other people that have a video, a platform that allows chat and interaction. Church Online has that platform available. In fact, we even have some customers that stream with us that use the Church Online platform. But we have a platform that we feel pretty good about.
Yeah. And we could learn from the gaming world. I've got one of my kids is a somewhat of a personality in the gaming world, and he's a commentator and promoter for a particular game, and he's got quite the following. And so we watch him on TV sometimes, you know, oh, Ben's streaming. Oh, let's pull it up. And the thing that really strikes me is their chat is so active. It is just, I mean, everybody is, they're goofing off and putting funky stuff in there, but it's just constantly flowing. And Ben's calls the game, and so he's talking with people that are chatting and laughing, and so it's just, I don't know, it's an environment I wish the church could get to, because it's just super active.
Yeah, I
So
mean, it's a little bit apples and oranges. I mean, but I get what you're saying, right? I mean, the chat is something that people could take advantage of.
it's a video with chat, and people, yeah, just on in the online gaming world, they're just so much more active. So in the chat environment, I mean, the chat's just, whereas you go to a typical church service, even if they do have chat, it's typically kind of a little slower, much slower than the gaming world.
Well, there's
I'll say that.
opportunities. I mean, how can, since we're on this topic, how can people, how can it, how can this help? How can churches be more engaging? So they have a
I
chat
think
platform. How can they make it work better?
the main thing is to have people chatting that are going to chat, they're going to chat with, so that having a web host or an online host. My son does a really good job, because he's most of the time he's calling the game and ignoring the chat, but occasionally, he's talking to the chat. So that just promotes more people getting in and doing stuff, because, oh, he's talking to Larry, I got to get back in, and he's gonna, so he'll talk to me. And so you need a web host. If somebody's that wants to participate starts to participate and it's crickets, then everyone's gonna see, wow, it's crickets, and I'm not jumping in there, no one's replying, it's a empty house, but if you've got some activity going on, then it spurs it. That's kind of why we have a stat. We implemented maybe a year ago, I don't know, our AI web host, and one thing it did was kept the flow of the conversation going. So anytime anybody posted, and we saw, I can't remember what it was, like a two-thirds increase in the amount of, it was either one-third or two-thirds, I can't remember.
It's pretty high,
30%,
yeah.
yeah, 30% increase in the interactivity of people participating, just by having somebody responding to what's going in there. So just, yeah.
And people can still use that if they work with us, streamingchurch.tv. I mean, that's an option they can choose, as an admin can do that,
Yeah, you
and they
just
can
turn it
have,
on.
yeah,
Yeah.
turn on or turn it off, I guess.
It
But
yeah, it'll bring your chat to life just through, if anybody posts, you're gonna reply, and then somebody else is gonna reply. It feeds on itself. I mean, if the online gaming world, if people were chatting and no one ever mentioned anything, it eventually would die out. People would give up. But if you participate, then it just spawns more participation. Anyway, enough of my soapbox.
well,
So
that's what I was looking for. And the other thing too is it's not just about chat. You can have prayer requests, so you can have private prayer requests, so that can be very interactive and very beneficial. You can put links in there for people to give to the church. That's always something people like. And then there's even other links you can do, other things you can do, point people to the pastor's blog, or point people to some event that's going on that you may have on your website or somewhere else. So chat is important, but it also creates opportunities for people to look at other things, and be involved in other things like giving online and those kind of things to support the church. So it's what we're getting at is it's not just a video thing. It's video and chat and some interactive things that can
yeah, so
really add a lot.
it's an opportunity to engage with those online, getting them exposed to the word, your service. And so it's just, that's why you should stream. All right, moving on.
Moving on. Obviously, churches are still streaming, not just because of it being cost effective and the engagement possibilities, but also, I mean, it's convenient. It's convenient for the people that want to view a service. Either they can't get to the church for some reason, or they can watch a recorded archive video. Maybe they're working during the day or just can't seem to do it for whatever reason, vacation, sick, or whatever. It gives people an opportunity to pull it up either on the website or we offer, the stream to be on Roku and Apple TV. And so it's really a great opportunity, again, to connect with people that may have missed the service.
Yeah, or it is convenient. I mean, my wife will, a lot of times I'm working a church service. I'm working in the back doing video switching and stuff. So she doesn't want to get all dressed up and go alone and sit by herself. So she goes, I'm just gonna watch online. So I mean, it is convenient. There's pros and cons for that, right? People on both sides of that. It makes it really easy for people to participate and get the word. I think, from one standpoint, and our buddy that supports or that manages the digital assessment thing talks about, gives the parallel of takeout food. He says people aren't going to stop ordering online and going and picking up food or having food delivered. And they're not going to come into your store if you stop offering takeout, pickup. What's going to happen is people are going to go, those guys don't offer takeout anymore. I'm going to go somewhere else that offers where I can order online and go pick it up because I don't want to, sit in the restaurant or whatever, So he was drawing the analogy that if you shut down your streaming, that doesn't mean people are going to come to your church, they're going to probably find somewhere else they can attend online if it's more convenient and works with their life better. So, anyway.
Yeah, and I think if you're local, and you put together, you have, I mean, people want relationship, even introverts. I mean, we desire relationships with people. And so I think that if you're local, the people are going to come to your church, and but they may want to watch online occasionally too. And
Yeah.
obviously, if you're global, that's a little harder to do. If you're somewhere in Ohio
Yeah.
and, the church is in Arizona, that's going to be a little challenging to get to Arizona. But so you watch online. But if you're local, I think people will go, for the most part.
Oh, I think so. I think that is the way it is. Most of the time they're going. It's just occasionally now they have a backup, like I can watch online. So I can still meet with my group this week and not have missed the service. And so it's convenient. All
It
right.
is. Number
Next on
four.
our
Number four. Number
number
four.
four.
Quattro.
Yeah. So outreach. This is a number one reason for streaming, in my opinion. It's that it's a way for people to test drive your church in a super convenient, very easy way. And that's, I mean, I've quoted this stat before. It was a long time ago, but they're interviewing our new members class. I guess 80% of the people, they ask them, how did you find out about this church? 80% said, I found out online. I attended online before I decided to come through the door. And then they were in the membership class. So they were committing to membership. And so 80% of that membership class would have been empty had it not been for the ability for them to attend online. So it's a way for a really easy way for not only getting new people, but also for people that go to your church to refer other people. Like it's, hey, check it out. It's not gonna, not you're not gonna you don't have to commit your day and your morning and get all gussied up. Just go check us out. Drop in on a service and see if this clicks for you. So see if you're getting fed, see if it works. It's just super easy and people can do it. So just get in your church's website and go, services are these times, drop in.
I like to say that it really creates windows, to your church so people can look in and see if it's a good fit. See if the preaching is something that seems like a good fit, the music, those kind of things. And also, I think that it creates an opportunity, as you just said. I know you've told the story before of one of your coworkers that went to a church and it was the worst experience of his life, because he went somewhere that he just wasn't comfortable with. And I think that that's a problem that a lot of people have is they don't want to just go into a church cold turkey, if I can use that word.
Yeah, because
And
it's not very it's really, really awkward to walk out. So,
yeah, I've had
but
people do that when I've spoken before.
dropping off outline online is not a problem at all. And you're like, hey, I'm out of here. This is not for me. So, yeah.
Most people today, they're going, they're new to the neighborhood or new to the area, they're looking for a church, they're going to go to your website. And if they can see your streaming, your live stream, your archive streams, it really helps them make a decision instead of just walking in the door cold. I mean, when I was pastoring, we would have people occasionally, very rarely, walk in the door just because they saw the sign, but most of the time they're gonna check you out online and they're gonna see what's happening. And so it's a great opportunity, that is, again, not gonna put people on the defensive when they walk in the door. I can tell you all sorts of crazy stories I've heard, and maybe in some of them I've been a part of, but we won't go there.
Yeah.
But it's a great opportunity to reach people.
And our number five reason for continuing to stream community building.
Yeah, I added this because when I was the church online pastor at your church years ago, I was able to gather some people that some of them were out of town, some of them just for whatever reason didn't want to go to a small group meeting physically, but we would do small groups online. And so we met with people together online. We talked about the messages. We talked about different things. We prayed for each other and we did it online. We built community and it was real community. It wasn't just, artificial or just virtual. I mean, there was people that, really existed and communicated and talked. And it was a good experience, but it was online.
Yeah, it can be done.
Yeah. And it still is being done. It's being done different places too. There's communities all over the place that are online with different people's hobbies and different
Yeah,
people's
there's, yeah.
ideas. And
I follow Jeff Reed on the church.digital.
okay.
And their whole ministry is about promoting and equipping 100% online ministries. So ministries that don't have a physical building, but they want to reach people. So they're leveraging the geographic the removal of geographic limitations because they're online, so they can form a group from people all over the world. So yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Check them out.
So some of the,
Thechurch.digital.
yeah, say it again. Go ahead and repeat that again.
Thechurch.digital is where they're located.
Okay. All
And
right.
yeah, they do a weekly podcast, and they've moved their platform over to Discord, which you and I have been experiencing for the past several weeks. So
Yeah. Well, we're getting, as we said at the beginning of the podcast here, we're going to this event in Colorado and they're using Discord to communicate, which is good. But I have muted Discord on my phone, so it will go off. Different people are communicating and talking about things and introducing themselves, and it's just beeping. And it's my fault. I should just mute the thing. But occasionally I want to see what's going on too. So I pull up Discord and look at it and all that stuff. But yeah. So, let's remind people about the digital ministry assessment tool since we're talking about that.
where these are all you can do an assessment. It will provide, I think it's 22 five different areas, not these five areas, but five different areas on how you're doing with your digital ministry. They're kind of related to these. I haven't laid them against each other, but there it will score you according to how you fill out the assessment and give you recommendations for improvement. So, and gives you a 22-page booklet that will score you bronze, silver, or gold in various areas,
And
and kind of show you where you're at and where you're doing well and where you could use some improvement.
the website again is
Streamingchurch.tv/assessment. It's free, no obligation. It's kind of, it's kind of fun. Just do it for your ministry. Find out where how your ministry is doing. It's, it goes through and asks. It takes maybe 10 minutes or so to get through it.
okay,
Several
good deal.
questions and stuff. So yeah.
Okay. And we do want to remind people that our webinar again is coming up. Hopefully you will get to it. This is we're a week away or so from it, I guess, aren't we? Even less than a week away. So September 17th, 2024. It's called From Crash to Comeback. And it's about streaming video and how to get back on your feet if something happens, something catastrophic happens. Which occasionally does happen, not a lot, but occasionally it does happen. And so there's some good things to keep in mind. And just go to webinar.streamingchurch.tv. And while you're on that page, I believe you can look at some of the past webinars, right?
You can has a link to all the past webinars and right there, the webinar.streamingchurch.tv. Check it out.
We're all about helping churches use technology, and because we've all been doing it for a long time, we've all been involved in ministry. So if we can help you, your church, or you personally in any way when it comes to this kind of stuff, just reach out to us. You can just go to streamingchurch.tv. There's a little chat box in the bottom, and you can click on that anytime. And even if we're not in the office, we'll get your message and we will respond. So streamingchurch.tv, that's one of our products, and that's our main product. And by the way, check out Daily Dive 365.com. Check that out as well. Something
Yeah,
else we got
we've
going
got
on
some
there.
exciting stuff. I don't know if you saw some of the stats I just sent you.
I did. I
I
saw that. It
mean,
was great.
over a
Yeah.
1,000% increase in activity. So
People
in a week, yes, people are getting engaged in some churches. So yeah, check it
are. Yeah.
out.
And maybe next week at this time, we'll come back and we'll have, what is it, $250,000 in our pocket? Is that the grand prize for the
No,
glue
the grand prize,
hackathon?
I think it's 100,000.
Oh, okay. Well, it's
But
not worth it then.
yeah.
All right. Well, look, folks, thank you so much for spending some time with us today. We sure appreciate it, and we sure hope that this helps you. And if you get a chance, make sure you subscribe to the Church Solutions Podcast wherever you get your podcast. Give us a rating. Let us know what you think. We'd love to hear from you. So for Steve Lacy, I'm Phil Thompson, and we're wishing you a great day. Please take care of yourself and each other, and we will catch you again on another episode. We'll talk to you soon.